You're listening to NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness. Today is Thursday evening, August 6th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Rohn Kleinakum AG continues stable trend in first half of 2026. Rohn Kleinakum AG reports a stable business performance in the first half of 2026, with revenues reaching $863.6 million, slightly exceeding the previous year. The number of patients treated rose by 9%, totaling 513,700. The company continues to invest in expanding regional health networks to improve healthcare provision. Dr. Gunther K. YB emphasizes the importance of collaboration across healthcare providers for efficient patient care.
Veraxa Biotech has advanced its VXA-222 bispecific antibody drug conjugate program into the next stage of development, leveraging its proprietary antibody engineering. The company recently expanded its patent portfolio, including biotech-related filings, supporting its next-generation antibody technologies. With over 50 granted patents across 26 families in 14 countries, Veraxa continues to build a diversified oncology pipeline targeting difficult-to-treat cancers.
Family-owned orthodontic practice leads Karen Auburn, IN. Family-owned orthodontic practice OMI Orthodontics expands services in Auburn, IN, offering braces, clear aligners, and early orthodontic treatment at multiple locations. The practice aims to provide comprehensive care closer to families in DeKalb County. With a focus on digital technology, OMI Orthodontics offers precise treatment planning for patients of all ages, making orthodontic care more accessible in the region.
Keep A Breast Foundation presents the 2026 High Desert Collection. The Keep A Breast Foundation presents the 2026 High Desert Collection, opening September 18, 2026, at the Liquor Barn in Pioneertown, California. Created by founder Shaney Joe Darden and curated by artist Claire Case, this event pairs chess casts with artists to spark conversations around breast health. The exhibition will coincide with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, featuring a community-wide fundraising campaign supporting breast cancer prevention.
Liquid biopsy forecasts response to immunotherapy in lung cancer patients. A new liquid biopsy has been developed to forecast response to immunotherapy in lung cancer patients. This tool could greatly benefit firms like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. that are working on immunotherapies. By using this liquid biopsy, clinical trials.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.